Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for game two of six between the visiting Inland Empire 66ers and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Wednesday night baseball between the visiting Inland Empire 66ers and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. Last night, the Grizzlies taking game one over the 66ers, winning 6-1. Six unanswered runs, but a great game overall for Fresno. Starter Caleb Franzen, a career-high six innings of work. He allowed one run for the second straight start, only allowed three total hits, efficient all evening. And then the bullpen, Davis Palermo, a 1-2-3 seventh, and then two scoreless innings for, of course, Felix Ramirez. On the other side of the ball, the Grizzlies got a big run, an RBI double from Jamari Baylor. Skylar Messenger had three hits and two RBI singles, but the seventh inning, a three-run homer to right field by Ryan Ritter, his 14th of the season. The Grizzlies win 6-1, and they look to continue their winning streak. The winning streak now at a season-high five games. Fresno's won eight of their last nine games overall, and of those eight wins, six of them one-run wins. Now, Inland Empire on the other side, they've been playing good baseball as well, too. A team that is fighting for a spot in the California League Southern Division standings. They have won seven of their last 10 games after falling last night, but a team who's been playing really good baseball in the month of June as well. So two of the hottest teams in the California League between Inland Empire and Fresno. Inland Empire, the record of 28-27, and as we said, fighting for a playoff spot, 3.5 games back of the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes with only 8 games remaining in the first half. So the Quakes need some wins, and the 66ers would like to see them lose. While the Grizzlies, unfortunately, San Jose's magic number is 1, so the Grizzlies pretty much have to win out here on. They are 7 games back of the San Jose Giants at 31-27. But as we said, winners of the last 5, the Grizzlies continue to play good baseball. They have found their stride and hopefully can take that into the second half of this season. And, of course, we have a great pitching matchup between the single-A affiliates of the Los Angeles Angels and your Colorado Rockies. The 66ers go to the right-hander in Walbert Urena, who comes in with a record of 0-2 and 9.64 ERA. The young right-hander can dart that fastball to the mid-90s. Should be a lot of fun to watch him this evening. While the Grizzlies go to the left-hander in Albert Pacheco, who only makes his second start in a Grizzlies uniform, an 0-1 record of 12.27 ERA. Pacheco's had a great start to his young career and his first time now here in Fresno. So a matchup of youngsters in Urena and Pacheco here at Chuck Chansey Park. Prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Grizzlies utility player Parker Kelly, and we talked a little bit of everything, including playing at Texas Tech. We also talked about how a couple of his teammates have now joined the Rocky system, and playing with those teammates has really helped his pro career. We talked about his first homer of the season, a 10th inning shot in San Jose. We also talked about the hike that he and I actually had to take earlier in the week. Our pregame guest is Grizzlies utility player Parker Kelly, and we'll be back with that interview right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed, only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Interview with Grizzlies, Parker Kelly in 3, 2, 1. I'm bringing Grizzlies utility player Parker Kelly. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be on it.
So you're from Wichita Falls, Texas. Where exactly is that located, and how was your upbringing?
Yeah, I'm from Wichita Falls, and it's about as North Texas as it gets, on the border of Oklahoma and Texas. and went to Texas Tech University, got to play there, and really enjoyed my time in Lubbock, close to home, and just felt like a smaller Wichita or bigger Wichita Falls, Texas, and just glad to play for some of the best fans in the country and go to Omaha twice, won a Big 12 championship, so I'm just very thankful for that.
Yeah, talk about the experiences of going to Omaha, the crowd and everything too, and then also talk about that 2020 team, even though the season ended a little bit earlier. Talk about the success you guys had with the Red Raiders.
Yeah, I think going to Omaha is fun. It's something I recommend anybody doing, whether you're playing or not, just to go out there and see the atmosphere. It's just a good baseball atmosphere if you really enjoy baseball. And then, yeah, 2020 was a weird year. I mean, we had all the COVID stuff, so we had a really good team. I think we were ranked first before it ended, so you never know what that year could have held, but we would have liked to say we would have won it all. I'm sure there's a bunch of teams out there that had that, but I feel like it was a really close-knit group, and you never got to see the finished product, but it's all in the Lord's timing, so it is what it is, and moved on to the next year.
Well, yeah, and then you moved on into bigger, better things, into pro baseball too, but you were an undrafted free agent, so what was that process and feelings like for you?
Now that we're talking about COVID a little bit, it kind of helped me because I was able to get my fifth year of eligibility, and that's what really sparked a couple eyes probably. I had a good year at the plate and defensively, and so, yeah, I was fortunate enough to get a undrafted free agent sign right as the draft ended with the Rockies, and just means the world. I mean, you play every day just for, like, when you're younger, you just dream of playing professional baseball, and this is just the next step, so I'm fortunate enough to get this opportunity and just to keep playing baseball every day as a job.
You know, and this year, you actually got a chance to play with a couple teammates as well. The Rockies love the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Braxton Fulford from last year's team. You play with Cole Stillwell and Austin Becker joining us as well. How nice is it to go to a place that you have all these ties?
It's nice because you come into a new team or whatever. You got to make new friends, of course, and new relationships, and that just helps keep that relationship there that you've already established and built in the previous years in college. So if you ever need somebody to go talk to, you know, you can go talk to them. Like me and Braxton text all the time. We were roommates in college for 4 years, so we'll talk back and forth baseball and how things are going. And if I'm struggling, I'll reach out to him, just see what he's got. And it's always good just to have somebody to lean back on to.
Fulford has had a great season, already promoted to AA too, so it's always fun seeing that success too. But opening night in San Jose was your first home run, and it was an extra innings, ended up being the game winner. What did you like about that first game and that pitch especially?
I actually came off the bench that game, so probably wasn't expecting to play. Or I was expecting, but you never know what could happen in the game. But, yeah, I was just fortunate enough to have the at-bat, and I was really just trying to get a good pitch to hit. I mean, started with a runner on second, extra inning, so I was just trying to get him over or get him in somehow with a double and a gap or something. And just so happened I got a good pitch to hit and hit it out of the park.
Yeah, I mean, that's always what happens, and the success has continued down. Especially over the past week, you guys are playing really good baseball. But you specifically, two triples, a double, a lot of RBIs. The average is getting up there, too, now at 250. What has the success been for the past week for you? You seen the ball better?
Yeah, I mean, we're always working on stuff in the cage just to keep that consistency key. And the previous couple weeks have been a struggle, but that happens in baseball. You're going to fail more times than you succeed, so you just got to keep showing up to the yard and working, and it's slowly starting to pay off, and hopefully we can keep it going a little bit.
You know, and then just the other day, we actually got to do a hike together. A little bit tough, right?
Yeah, legs are a little sore today, so, but it was fun. Good view and everything.
We love to that stuff in general, too. And then, you know, later this week, we have a lot of good stuff in store, but down the line, July 4th, how excited are you to play in front of 10,000 people?
I'm really excited. I mean, that'll be a good atmosphere for the city of Fresno and for us especially, getting a good crowd and to play in front of them on a special holiday. It's going to be a good atmosphere.
And the final question I have, what can fans expect from Parker Kelly for the rest of the season?
Just give it everything I got every day and see what happens.
Parker, thanks for taking time for this interview.
Thank you.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No!
go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for Wednesday night baseball between the visiting Inland Empire 66ers and your Fresno Grizzlies. The second ever meeting here in downtown Fresno. A big thank you to our pregame guest, Parker Kelly, for joining us. A lot of fun to talk to the former Red Raider, and Parker Kelly having himself a good last week, including two triples and a double as well. So we thank Parker Kelly for joining us on the pregame show. We're moments away from our keys to the game, a simulcast here at the ballpark, and we hope you can join us for that. We'll also then have lineups, national anthem, and first pitch, so stay tuned for that. A matchup between the single-A affiliates of the Inland Empire 66ers and the Fresno Grizzlies, the Angels, and the Rockies. And the two teams getting ready for Game 2 of this series. The Grizzlies winning last night 6-1. They have won 5 in a row, tying a season high as well. 8 of 9 wins for Fresno, their best stretch this season. A team I feel has just found the right stride, and they get ready for a big win. So we're moments away from our keys to the game. We'll be right back with our keys to the game.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday in...
Good evening, Growlifornia. Here are tonight's keys to the game. Key number one, the Grizzlies need to hit a homer. Fresno is 21-8, 13-3 at home when hitting a homer. Key number two, the Grizzlies need to steal a base. Fresno can put pressure on the Inland Empire battery all game. Key number three, the Grizzlies' bullpen needs to throw strikes. Last night, Fresno pitching did not walk a batter and struck out three over their three scoreless innings of relief. Enjoy tonight's game. Go Grizzlies!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. However you're listening, and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Wednesday Night Baseball here for a beautiful Game 2 of 6 between the California League Southern Division Inland Empire 66ers and the California League Northern Division Fresno Grizzlies. You just heard our keys to the game, hitting a homer, stealing a base, and the Grizzlies bullpen need to throw strikes. Those are our keys to the game tonight, and now it's time for the starting lineups presented by Toyota. First, we'll start with the Inland Empire 66ers, who come with a record of 28-27. The 66ers are the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. Under first-year manager Dave Stapleton, here's his starting lineup. Lean off and playing center field, number 5, Nelson Rada. Batting second, the left fielder, number 16, Jorge Ruiz. Batting third, the DH, number 27, Mike Peabody. Batting fourth will be the first baseman, number 14, Matt Kootenay. Batting fifth will be the third baseman, number 3, Christian Sepulveda. Batting sixth will be the shortstop, number 6, Denzer Guzman. Batting seventh will be the right fielder, number 8, Yadiel Sanchez. Batting eighth, the catcher, number 28, Ronaldo Flores. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 2, Jeremy Orocho. And on the bump for the Inland Empire 66ers, the right-hander, number 39, Walbert Urena. An 0-2 record, a 9.64 ERA. Again, the 66ers at 28-27, tied for second place in the California League Southern Division standings. They're behind the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Again, for manager Dave Stapleton, Rada Ruiz Peabody, Kootenay Sepulveda Guzman, Sanchez Flores Orocho, and Urena on the bump. And now it's time for the starting lineups for your Fresno Grizzlies. Your Grizzlies at 31-27, winners of 8 of 9, including 5 in a row, tied for second place in the California League Northern Division standings, 7 games back of the San Jose Giants. Under first-year manager Steve Solis, here's his Toyota starting lineup. Leading off and playing right field, number 29, Robbie Martin, his second time leading off this season. Batting second will be the second baseman, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting third, the shortstop, number 4, Ryan Ritter. Ritter, his 14th homer last night, tied for the California League best. Batting fourth will be the DH, number 2, Jamari Baylor. Baylor, a 7-game hit streak, current longest on this team. He just joined Fresno a week ago. Batting fifth will be the first baseman, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting sixth will be the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting seventh will be the third baseman, number 5, Skylar Messenger, who had 3 hits and 2 RBI last night. Batting eighth will be the catcher, number 33, Jesus Ordonez. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 10, Jake Snyder. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the left-hander, number 17, Albert Pacheco, who makes a second start in a Grizzlies uniform, an 0-1 record, a 12.27 ERA. So once again, under manager Steve Solis, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies for Fresno Grizzlies, he'll be Martin, Andy Perez Ritter, Baylor Betancourt Bugarin, Messenger Ordonez Snyder, and on the bump is Albert Pacheco. Our umpires this evening, behind the plate is Tatum Littleton. Over on the bases is David Sobol. The Grizzlies, they're wearing their red jerseys with the red cap, the red bill as well. Grizzlies in the front with, of course, that big slash on the Z's as well. While Inland Empire, they're in their grays this evening. They have the black caps with the IE logo on the top. Of course, on those gray unis, 66ers written across the front. All right. National Anthem, first pitch right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
On the mound, Albert Pacheco. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your hats. As we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. Singing the Star Spangled Banner tonight, please welcome Caitlin Freese.
A beautiful national anthem to get set for Wednesday night baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. Boy, we have a great matchup between the Inland Empire 66ers and your Fresno Grizzlies as we get set for first pitch. Albert Pacheco gets the ball for Fresno, making his second start this season. His first outing didn't go as planned, an 0-1 record, a 12.27 ERA. But he is back on the bump tonight. He's had a great start to his Rockies career, so we expect the left-hander to find his rhythm tonight as he takes on a very good Inland Empire team who come in with a record of 28-27. We are getting ready for first pitch. A beautiful night for baseball here at Chuck Chansey Park. As we're moments away from first pitch. Tonight will be a lot of fun. Have a special guest in the booth with me. We'll bring in a little bit later. So stay tuned for that as well. Lots to talk about here at Chuck Chansey Park. And the Grizzlies are getting set. So the Grizzlies in the red. Inland Empire in the gray. As here comes the 17-year-old in Nelson Rada. So Rada will lead things off against Albert Pacheco. Defense looks correct. Here comes the first pitch from Pacheco. And it's a fastball in there for a called strike, and we are underway here at Chuck Chansey Park. First pitch at 6:54 p.m., here comes the second pitch, and it's fouled off at the plate. The count quickly 0-2 here to Rada. Again, 6:54 p.m. for first pitch, 89 degrees, partly cloudy skies, 10-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. Here comes the 0-2 from Pacheco. And it's in the dirt. Good stop there from the catcher, Ordonez. And the count at 1-2. From left to right for the Grizzlies defensively. In left field will be Jake Snyder. Over in center, Jesus Bugarin. And in right, Robbie Martin. Here comes the 1-2 from Pacheco. Winds and deals. Here's the pitch. And it's a short ground ball. Instead, it's going to be fouled off at the plate. Pacheco going to retrieve that ball that was down the first baseline. We'll do it again at 1-2. On the infield from third to first, Skyler Messenger is at third base. Ryan Ritter over at short. Andy Perez now at second. And at first base, Bryant Betancourt. Here comes the 1-2 from Pacheco. And it is just outside. Good off-speed pitch from Pacheco. Just misses. The count at 2-2. 83 miles per hour in the off-speed from Pacheco. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the next pitch. And it's fouled off again at the plate. The battery this evening behind the plate is Jesus Ordonez. And on the bump is Albert Pacheco. Once again, Nelson Rodda. The count is 2-2 to him. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco. Winds and deals. And it is called strike 3 on the outside part of the plate. Down goes Rodda. 1 batter, 1 strikeout. And a good start for Pacheco's evening. As here comes the left fielder in Jorge Ruiz. 4 straight lefties to open up the lineup for Inland Empire. 2nd straight series we've seen the teams from the California League Southern Division do this. As Lake Elsinore did it, and now Inland Empire. As the first pitch is a called strike on the outside part of the plate. The count at 0-1. We saw it last night with Caleb Franzen on the bump. As here comes the 0-1. And that's a line drive base hit to right field. No chance for both Perez and Bendicourt to make a play. A big turnaround first is Ruiz. He will have to hustle back into first base. He's there, one out single. So for the 2nd straight game, Ruiz has the first hit of the game. Last night was an infield single. This evening he goes to right field. And it brings up the DH and Mike Peabody. Peabody, the only RBI last night for the 66ers. A triple to right field. Now bats 3rd in the lineup. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco again. Lefty-lefty matchup. Here's the pitch, and it's a fastball in there for a called strike. So Franzen, the lefty last night for Fresno, faced 4 lefties to open up his game. Pacheco, the lefty, will face 4 again to open up the game. And tomorrow, Michael Persecchi, the lefty, on the bump for the Grizzlies. Check back on Ruiz. He's back safely standing up. 1 out, runner at first. 0-1 count to Mike Peabody. The first base coach for Inland Empire is Brian Rupp. And again, they'll check on him, and they got him! Pacheco picks off Ruiz for the 2nd straight game. Ruiz singles and is caught at first. So it goes 1-3 on the pickoff. No caught stealings. He did not try to move his body towards second base. And just like that, 2 outs. Here comes the 0-1, and it's fouled off at the dish. And the count now at 0-2. Eerily similar start so far is now Pacheco looking for a clean top of the first inning. Time called at the dish by Peabody, and we'll do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nice crowd here on a Wednesday evening here at Chukchansey Park. Here comes the 0-2, and a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Peabody out, and just like that, Albert Pacheco has a clean top of the first. We have the bottom half. Grizzlies coming up to bat. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Life app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the first inning, no score between the 66ers and the Grizzlies, as Robbie Martin will lead things off against Walbert Urena, who comes with a record of 0-2 and 9.64 ERA, the hard-throwing right-hander. He'll wind and deal. Here's the pitch. And a fastball on the outside part of the plate. Called a strike. The count at 0-1. Against Robbie Martin, batting 271, 4 homers, 25 RBI. He takes a big hack, comes up empty. The count at 0-2. Martin, second time in his last three games leading off for Fresno. We have not seen Martin lead off in a Grizzlies jersey until Sunday, where he reached base four times. So back in the leadoff spot. And here comes the 0-2. And Martin, ground ball, base hit to left field. Even in the shift, Martin beats it. And just like that, the Grizzlies have their leadoff batter on. So Martin the single. And it'll bring up the second baseman in Andy Perez. Andy Perez, a very good young hitter, only 19 years old. Still learning how to play professional baseball. This is his first experience here with the Grizzlies. As here comes the first pitch, and Perez, ground ball, this could be 2-4-6-3, a double play. Perez is retired, and so is Martin at second base on the double play. Inland Empire turned two last night, so two outs now, and here comes the shortstop in Ryan Ritter. So Perez was batting 242 before that double play, so two outs now here in the first inning. And here's Ryan Ritter. All over the California League hitting leaderboard. Here's the first pitch, a check swing. He did go around. The count at 0-1. A 266 average, 14 homers, 41 RBI, a 917 OPS. As the pitch is outside, the count now at 1-1. Ritter is first in total bases in the California League at 105. Here's the 1-1, and Ritter fouls it off. The count at 1-2. Tied for first in homers with 14, second in RBI with 41, second in extra base hits with 25, third in slugging percentage at 547, and fourth in OPS as he swings and misses, and Urena has a 1-2-3 inning, even though he allowed the hit. We're at the top of the second, no score. You listen to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the second inning, no score between Inland Empire and Fresno. Albert Pacheco back on the bump. Take on Matt Kootenay, the first baseman, batting 281, 9 homers, 39 RBI. Lefty-lefty matchup. Here's the pitch. And a fly ball out of play. The count at 0-1. It's Chuck Chansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Playing earn, drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chukchansi Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. Here comes the 1-1 swing and a miss. The count now at 1-2. Kootenay behind on that inside pitch from Pacheco. The count now at 1-2. We're in the top of the second inning. No score here at Chukchansi Park. June 14th, halfway through June. Unbelievable. Here comes the 1-2, and it's outside. And the count now at 2-2 to Kootenay, who has already won a Player of the Week this year in the California League. Here comes the next pitch, and a fly ball to right field, and it goes foul. Kootenay was right on that pitch, and it just went foul. It would have given the 66ers a 1-0 lead. Instead, Kootenay will have to trot all the way back to the plate, and the count is remaining at 2-2 against Albert Pacheco. Pacheco is 6'1", 176 pounds. He is 20 years old, born on November 29th, 2002. He's from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Signed as an international undrafted free agent by the Rockies in 2019. And his second game in a Grizzlies uniform. Here comes the 2-2 from Pacheco. Long look in. Time clock coming down to 4 for Pacheco. Here's the pitch. And it is outside. The count now full 3-2. Pacheco looking for the strikeout there. Good fastball. That one right there reaching to 96 miles per hour. Here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off again just below us, and we'll do it again at 3-2. Pacheco in his fourth professional season with the Rockies. Yes, here comes the 3-2 once again, and a fly ball lifted at a shallow left field. And Ryan Ritter, the shortstop, is there to make the catch. Kootenay long at bat, but he is retired. And it brings up the third baseman in Christian Sepulveda. Pacheco taking over the rotation spot of Blake Adams, who was recalled to High A Spokane. He's had a very good start to his Spokane career. Went 7 innings last week for the Indians. As the first pitch from Pacheco is a strike to Sepulveda. And the count at 0-1. So Pacheco coming from the ACO Rockies. Here's the 0-1. It's outside. The count at 1-1. A short arm lefty who sits about 92 to 96. An early developing changeup. A good breaking ball as a whole. As here's the 1-1. It swung on and missed. Tons of movement on that fastball. And the count at 1-2. He's put up insane numbers over two seasons in professional baseball. 92 innings. A 3.03 ERA, 24 walks, 108 Ks. As the 1-2 is low and in the dirt, and the count now at 2-2. Long-term, Pacheco could be a back-end starter or a long reliever, according to some scouts that have watched him. Here comes the 2-2, and it swung on and missed. A breaking ball that just disappears off the bat, and Sepulveda is gone. Looked like that changeup. And that is the third strikeout now for Pacheco. As here comes the shortstop in Denzer Guzman. Pacheco, his last outing on June 7th versus Lake Elsinore, picked up the loss after 3 2/3 innings of work. As the first pitch is a called strike, the count at 0-1. He allowed 5 runs that were all earned on 6 hits and 4 walks. He struck out 4. That is swung on and missed. The count at 0-2 to Guzman, who has 1 homer on the season. The Grizzlies in that game lost 13-2, their last loss, as the 0-2 is inside, and the count is at 1-2 to Guzman, as Pacheco looking for a 1-2-3. Here's the pitch, and a ground ball softly hit, Messenger on a couple bounces, the throw, and it's in time! Albert Pacheco, a 1-2-3. Top of the second, we had the bottom half. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why.
with 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the second inning, no score between the 66ers and the Grizzlies. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here on the bottom of the second, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Jamari Baylor to the plate. First pitch to him is a fastball called a strike on the inside part. On the count at 0-1 to Jamari Baylor, batting .529, 3 homers, 13 RBI, a 1.816 OPS. As he swings on a check swing, he did go around. The count at 0-2. Baylor on a 7-game hit streak, has hit safely in every game he's appeared in with Fresno, and is just named the California League Player of the Week for his outstanding week against the Storm. Here's the pitch, and he fouls it off, and the count remains at 0-2 to him. So Baylor, Cal League Player of the Week, and has been a nice little add to the Grizzlies roster. When you're behind Ryan Ritter, Baylor sees a lot of pitches. That pitch is low, the count at 1-2. Ritter, 14 homers, bats third. Now you add a guy like Baylor, who has 3 homers in a week. This Grizzlies offense just became a lot more potent. As here comes the 1-2 to Baylor. And Baylor fouls it off, and he'll do it again with the same count. Baylor batted .571 last week, 8 for 14. 3 homers, 1 double, 12 RBI, 6 runs, 6 walks, and 3 stolen bases. A 1.286 slugging percentage and 1.953 OPS. He swings and chases after a pitch in the dirt. The throw to first is in time for the out, and Baylor down on strikes. Second punch out now for Urena. It goes 2-3 on the put out. And with one away, here comes the first baseman in Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt did not play last night. Comes in hitting .220, 1 homer, 18 RBI, a .573 OPS. And the first pitch is all the way to the backstop. The count at 1-0. From the right-hander in Walbart Urena. 6 feet, 170 pounds. Here's the pitch. It is outside. The count now at 2-0. He just turned 19 years old. As here comes the 2-0 pitch to Betancourt, and it's inside. It almost hits him. The count now at 2-1. Born on January 24th, 2004. Here comes the next pitch to Betancourt, 3-0 to him. And it is inside, ball four. That was not even close. It is a one-out walk. Second base runner for Fresno. And here comes the center fielder in Jesus Bugarin. Urena is from Mao, Dominican Republic, M-A-O. Signed as an undrafted free agent by the Angels in 2021. Last team he played for was the ACL Angels, the rookie ball team. Here's the pitch to Bugarin. It's outside. The count at 1-0. Bugarin batting .259, 3 homers, 24 RBI. Went 1 for 4 last night. Here comes the 1-0 to Bugarin. And he takes a strike all the way in the count at 1-1. Good fastball there from Urena. 97 miles per hour. One ball, one strike, one out in the inning, a runner at first. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. The count now at 1-2. No score here in the bottom of the second inning. Just getting underway here at Chukchansey Park. 66ers and the Grizzlies playing game 2 of 6 Wednesday night baseball. Beautiful evening. 89 degrees at first pitch. Here comes the 1-2. And a ground ball broken bat. It goes off the glove of Urena to second. It's in time. And Urena, I think, hurt himself as he tried fielding that ball when he went up initially. Landed a little awkwardly. I believe that's the left leg that he hurt. Betancourt got to second because of the ricochet. But a great job by Orocho staying with it. Bugarinas retired 4-3. So two outs and a runner at second for Skylar Messenger. But right now, they are checking to see if Urena is okay, and a couple relievers for Inland Empire are racing to the bullpen. Now, if he does leave with injury, they have as much time as they need to make sure he's okay. They are checking on him right now. Retied his shoe. If you look at that high chopper, oh, he just landed right. Oh, man, the ankle. Oh, no. We're watching a replay here on Bally Live, MILB TV, and the ankle turned when he landed. Oh, no. That is not one you want to see, but he's going to throw some warm-up pitches, see if he's okay. The trainer for Inland Empire is Masa Koyanagi. Manager Dave Stapleton as well, making sure he's all right. He actually won't even do a warm-up pitch. We'll stay in the game. That is very tough man right there, 19 years old. So now runner at second with two outs for Skylar Messenger, who's batting .276 with four homers. Here's the pitch, and it's high for a ball. The count at 1-0. Last night, Skylar Messenger 3-for-4, three singles. He had two RBI, giving him 27 on the year. He's been on a tear over the last month. Here comes the pitch, and it gets away from the catcher in Flores. Up to third is Betancourt. He will take a big turnaround third and will stay there. So Betancourt now a little bit closer. Runner at third with two outs, and Messenger, a big chance here, a single, put the Grizzlies ahead. Grizzlies this year have played very well, especially leading early in contests. It is a wild pitch, by the way, to allow Betancourt to get to third, as that's a ground ball to the second baseman, Orocho. Orocho makes the play, though. The sidearm toss over to first in time, and the Grizzlies do not score. We head to the top of the third, 0-0 between the Grizzlies and the 66ers. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit, excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime, ends 5/2/23.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the third inning, no score between Inland Empire and Fresno. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Boston House of Pizza for providing tonight's press box food. Boston House of Pizza is now open in Fresno on North Cedar Avenue. Experience their Eastern-style pizza, sandwiches, and more. As that's a fly ball to center field, Bougarin racing back, still going back. He's at the wall. He runs out of room. It bounces all the way off the wall, and Sanchez looking for three. He is now going to stop there. They have him caught up to throw to third, and he's safe. Yadiel Sanchez, a leadoff triple, almost got himself into trouble there. It's the second hit, and just like that, the 66ers are runner in scoring position as here comes Ronaldo Flores with no outs. Bougarin racing back, ran out of room. That ball hit off the wall. So a leadoff triple as the infield now coming in for Fresno, making sure that the outfield is all in their spots. Bougarin still heading over to that center field spot. And here's Ronaldo Flores, the former San Jose Giant. The first pitch is a base hit to center field, 1-0 66ers. And just like last night, the 66ers score the first run. Back-to-back hits now. Flores the RBI single. Scores Sanchez on the triple, who waltzes home. So two hits and a run now this inning. And here's Jeremy Orocho, runner at first with no one down. So just like last night, a triple involved in the scoring for Inland Empire. And again, we would like to thank Boston House of Pizza for providing tonight's press box food. Boston House of Pizza is now open in Fresno on North Cedar Avenue. Experience their Eastern-style pizza, sandwiches, and more. You can give them a call at 559-449-3880 for all your Boston House of Pizza needs. And here in the top of the third inning, we'd like to thank Boston House of Pizza for providing tonight's press box food. Here comes the 1-0 to Orocho. It's a good pitch on the inside part of the plate to count it 1-1. In the top of the third inning, 1-0, the 66ers lead the Grizzlies. Here comes the 1-0, and it's swung on and missed. The count is at 1-1. So one ball, two strikes actually now, and it's swung on and missed. Orocho out on a foul tip there. Fourth strikeout now for Pacheco. And here comes Nelson Rada. Rada 0 for 1. He struck out looking in his first at bat. Runner at first with one out. Here in the top of the third inning. As the Grizzlies and 66ers continue their six-game series tonight here at Chick Chansey Park. Pacheco gets ready here against Nelson Rada, no homers, 21 RBI, a .255 batting average. Here's the pitch, and a ground ball softly hit. The only play is Betancourt to tag out Rada, and apparently that ball went foul. All right, so the count at 0-1. The Grizzlies and 66ers continue their six-game series tonight here at Chick Chansey Park. The first of two regular season series between the clubs in 2023, and the first ever meeting here in Fresno. Over the last 2 years, both at Inland Empire, the squad split the two series, with the Grizzlies winning the first three games and the 66ers winning the last three games. As that pitch is a ball, the count at 1-1. The 66ers are the current affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. That pitch is fouled off and have been part of their system since 2011. Prior to teaming up with the Angels, the 66ers had ties to the Dodgers and Seattle Mariners organizations. They were also the former Fresno Giant, Fresno Cardinals franchise back in the day. Here comes the 1-2, and a ground ball to Messenger. 5-4-3, a double play. Pacheco out of the inning without any more damage. But Inland Empire strikes first. It's 1-0. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get
0% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the third inning, 1-0, the 66ers lead the Grizzlies. And I'd like to welcome a special guest into the booth. It is Eric Bentley. Eric, thanks for joining me on the radio tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me in your booth. This has been fun to sit up here and watch so far.
It's been a lot of fun so far. A lot of strike throwing. Quick game so far. I probably just jinxed it right there. So knock on any kind of wood you have at home right there. 1-0 our score here in the bottom of the third. It'll be 8-9-1 for the Grizzlies against the left or the right-hander and Walbart Urena. And you know, you actually were the one that actually showed me how he landed in that last half inning, right?
Yeah, from up here, it looked like kind of a funky landing. Looked like maybe one foot caught the top of the rubber, the other foot kind of caught the downslope of the dirt, but fortunately able to stay in there.
Well, so luckily for him, he's still in this game, because that is not fun when you land on your ankle, especially when it's part of your rotation to get to the plate, as that's a ground ball off of Urena again. The second baseman, Orocho, is there. Ordonez is out. So it goes 1-4-3 on the ground out. One away for the left fielder, Jake Snyder. And again, what do you think about that, Eric?
I was going to say, you'd think maybe after the play in the second inning that Urena would just maybe keep the glove down and let that ball go over his head. Instead, again, another deflection off of his glove. But the infield doing a really nice job to pick him up there.
And it is ruled 1-4-3, as here's the pitch to Snyder, who fouls it off. The count at 0-1. 19 years old. Eric, do you even remember what you were doing at 19?
Yeah, I was in school just down the road at Fresno State. I certainly wasn't playing in the big leagues, though.
Right. Here comes the 0-1, as that is outside. The count at 1-1. I think I was picking my nose at some point around there. The count is 1-1 to Jake Snyder here in the bottom of the third. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off. And the count now at 1-2. And before the commercial break, we were talking a little bit about the 66ers and being affiliated with the Angels organization. Well, ties with the Fresno Giants and Fresno Cardinals. Well, did you know that they were actually named after the historic U.S. Route 66 that runs through San Bernardino?
I did not know that. It makes a lot of sense, though.
Yeah, so that is what they're named after. Now, they have had a couple name changes, as the 2-2 is inside. The count now with 3-2. They were known as the San Bernardino Stampede and the San Bernardino Spirit back in the day. So a couple name changes. As here comes the 3-2 and a ground ball by Snyder, and it goes foul, as the first base umpire and David Sabal says it went foul, so the count remains at 3-2. And the mascot for Inland Empire is Bernie. Now, we love Parker, our mascot. I know you love Parker, but Bernie talks. He's one of the only talking mascots in all professional baseball, and he's been with the organization since 1999. The 3-2 again fouled off by Snyder. We'll do it again with the same count. 3-2. So, Eric, so the 66ers, only the second time they've ever been here to Chukchansey Park. A little bit weird, right?
Yeah, I was thinking, I saw on the schedule, and you and I were talking a little bit earlier this week, it is crazy to think that this is the first time. Obviously, the Grizzlies and the 66ers have played each other before, but first time here at Chukchansey Park.
As the 3-2 is called strike three on the outside part of the plate. Snyder was heading down to first. Instead, he will head back to the dugout. Third strikeout now for Urena. And with two away, here comes Robbie Martin, who had a single back in the first inning. Yeah, you know, 3 years now with the Grizzlies being in the California League. And, you know, there's seven other teams, and you would think that would be an easy way to find all the teams to come play at every ballpark. As that swung on a miss, the count at 0-1. But somehow the 66ers got the bad draw, don't get a visit this beautiful ballpark. And you've been here for a long time, but how amazing is this ballpark? As that's a fly ball to right center field. That ball will get down. Martin 2-for-2. Rounds first, looking for two. He will touch second base. He heads to third. A great relay. And he is out by a mile. What a relay right there for Inland Empire to lead the or to end the inning. 1-0, we head to the fourth. The Grizzlies, an opportunity again wasted. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachensi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Top of the fourth inning, 1-0 Inland Empire leads Fresno. Albert Pacheco, count is 0-1. It's outside now to Jorge Ruiz, the count at 1-1. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rentals, that's a fly ball in the center field, a base hit. Ruiz reaches for the second time. 2-for-2 now for him. Just like that, the leadoff man is on for Inland Empire. Their fourth hit of the contest, and here's Mike Peabody, who struck out back in the first inning. Again, for Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They're your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies, here in the top of the fourth. Count is 0-1 at Peabody, fouled off the first pitch. Runner at first, nobody down. 1-0 Inland Empire leads Fresno. Pacheco comes set. Here's the pitch, and a breaking ball inside. The count now at 2-0. You might have called that a strike, actually. It's 1-1. Welcoming back to the broadcast booth, though, is Eric Bentley. And, Eric, I'm glad you're here. And it's been a great game. It's been a lot of fun, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. These pitchers are throwing strikes, and the hitter's not waiting around. We've seen a lot of swings and a lot of action.
Which is always, it's always great when you come to a ball game. We have a great Wednesday special, What a Deal Wednesday. And these fans are getting every bit of that deal. $120 value for just $34 as that pitch is fouled off. And, you know, these fans there are already getting texts from a couple of fans that are here, including one of my buddies who, you know, I knew back in the days where at Fresno State. And he's like, this game is going great. I love watching the pitchers.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you how many summer afternoons and evenings I've spent here at Chick Chansey Park, whether it be when I was a student or even after I graduated, just coming here to watch the Grizzlies. It's such a fun atmosphere, like you were mentioning, the promotions. And then on top of all that, you've got some really great baseball.
Yeah, and the Grizzlies playing good baseball, winners of 5 in a row, 8 of their last 9. And here's the pitch from Pacheco, fouled off by Peabody. The count at 1-2, and you know, we've seen the Grizzlies have a lot of success over the years with the Rockies organization, too. But this team is a lot of fun to watch. 57 games so far, or 58 now, pardon me, and 30 of them have been 1- or 2-run affairs. And I know you've seen a lot of crazy ones yourself, right?
Yeah, we had that crazy one. I believe it was Friday, the comeback and the walk-off. You never know what you're going to see when you come to the yard, and the Grizzlies always seem to keep it exciting.
And the 1-2 is inside, and Peabody thought he got hit. The throw to second, and instead, they said Peabody did get hit by the pitch. Ruiz was going on the play. So Peabody down on the hit by pitch. Ruiz to second base. So now runners at first and second with nobody down for Matt Kootenay, who popped up in his first at-bat. And right now, Pacheco is throwing a lot of strikes, all of a sudden running into some trouble here. What are you looking for from a guy who might have a little bit of trouble?
Yeah, it's tough because you get through that lineup the first time, and we saw Pacheco work pretty well through that first time through the lineup, not really giving up a lot of hard contact. But the second time through the lineup, that's when you've got to kind of maybe find another pitch, something that you didn't show in that first at-bat, and try and keep these hitters off balance. Pacheco did a really good job first time through the lineup, trying to maybe find his footing here the second time around.
And he, you know, and Pacheco, he's a three-pitch main guy, fastball, slider, and a changeup that's still in development. But that fastball at 96 has kind of been taken advantage so far. We saw that a little bit earlier on Sanchez's triple and then earlier in the inning on Ruiz's single. So what do you think Mark Brewer, the pitching coach, is telling his infield, his catcher, and his pitcher?
I think he's telling Pacheco, hey, it's okay. We've got two runners on, but the way that especially the infield has been playing for both of these teams in this game, you know, you get a ground ball up the middle, you turn a pair, and then you worry about trying to get the final out to get out of the inning without any damage.
And the Grizzlies, you know, this is a lot of lefties that they've seen this week especially, so it's kind of tough when all of a sudden you're used to seeing righty, 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 and all of a sudden a bunch of lefties in the lineup. It really changes the perspective of the pitches thrown. As here's the pitch to Kootenay from Pacheco, and it is outside. The count at 1-0 to Matt Kootenay, who was a player of the week a little bit earlier in the season. That was from May 22nd through the 28th for Inland Empire. He is the only Inland Empire hitter to win player of the week. Here comes the 1-0, and he fouls that one off. The count at 1-1, and the Grizzlies continue to win players of the week. They have six winners already this year, four different players, Ritter twice, Blake Adams, who Pacheco has taken over in the rotation, Connor Stain winning a pitcher award as well, and then Jamari Baylor. This Grizzlies team, fun to watch.
Yeah, and I think that just goes to say it's not just one guy winning the awards. They're spreading the love.
As here comes the 1-1, and it's outside. Now a check from Ordonez. The throw down, and Ruiz back safely. Ruiz had a huge lead at second base, so the count now 2-1 to Kootenay. Ruiz, by the way, only 18 years old. We already talked about a lot of these young players in the Inland Empire roster. 17-year-old Nelson Rada, the leadoff hitter. Jorge Ruiz is 18 years old. Here's the 2-1. It's outside. The count at 3-1. And last week we saw Ethan Salas, the 17-year-old catcher. Baseball's changing a little bit.
Yeah, you're making me feel old sitting up here next to you with all these stats. It is crazy just to see the development, especially of these younger guys, and how quickly they can adapt to the game.
And a lot of these guys have Latin ties as well, too. So coming over, learning a whole new language. As the 3-1's high, ball 4. And just like that, the bases are loaded with nobody down. Christian Sepulveda coming to the plate. First walk issue by Pacheco. He had a hit by pitch and a single already this inning. As now the Grizzlies in a little bit of trouble, trailing 1-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. And the 66ers, we talked about them a little bit earlier with the Los Angeles Angels, named after the historic U.S. 66 route. As that pitch is inside, the count at 1-0. They play at San Manuel Stadium in San Bernardino, owned by the Elmore Sports Group as well. Beautiful ballpark down there. The Grizzlies will visit Inland Empire in late July. As that pitch is fouled off, and the count now at 1-1. But, Eric, tell the fans a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, born and raised in Hanford, so I've been going to Grizzlies games ever since Chancy Park was built back in 2000. Graduated from Fresno State 2015. Been working in sports for about 10, 11 years now. So I just love being out here, love being at the ballpark, just love watching sports.
We do, and I know you're a big Giants fan. The Giants had a big extra innings win today over the Cardinals. The Rockies, they have a game going on a little bit later today as well, so we'll keep you up to date on scores around the California League and also Major League Baseball. The count is 1-2 here. Sepulveda ducks on the pond. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off once again. Pacheco needs a strikeout. He's got four of them so far as a souvenir for a fan. as he's looking to give it to a young kid. Let's see who gets the baseball. We always love seeing fans give baseballs to a young fan, as the count is at 1-2. To Sepulveda, here comes the pitch. And a ground ball into left field, a base hit. This will score one. Here comes the second run. And now the throw is cut off over to third. And they got him at third for the out. Messenger cut it off. He threw it to the shortstop. Ritter covering third. Kootenay is out at third. Up to second base goes Sepulveda. It's now 3-0 66ers. So it is a single, two RBI. So Sepulveda picks up a pair of RBIs. It's on the second hit of the inning as well. Let's make sure I put that in the box score. Kootenay is out. It goes 7-5-6 on the putout. Peabody scores. Ruiz scores as well. So now 3-0 66ers. And here's Denzer Guzman, and he fouls off the first pitch to count it 0-1. So a single, two RBI, 7-5-6 on the putout. Peabody, Ruiz both scoring. Peabody is now two of the four runs this series for the 66ers. Runner at second with one out. As that pitch is swung on and missed, the count at 0-2. And Eric, I think I got it all.
Yeah, you got it all according to my book, so.
Oh, good. Okay. That's always my biggest worry, making sure we didn't miss anything there. Eric, very, very good at keeping score.
What a good piece of hitting by Sepulveda, though, in a two-strike count, bases loaded, go the opposite way, plate two.
And he fouled off a couple pitches as well. As the pitch is swung on and missed. Down goes Guzman for the second out of the inning. Five strikeouts now for the lefty Pacheco, which is now a season high for him. And here comes Sanchez, who tripled and scored back in the third inning. So Sanchez coming up to the plate. Pacheco, his career high in strikeouts is 9. So a couple away from that. There goes the runner. The throw from Ordonez is right on the money, and he is out. Messenger applies the tag, and the inning is over. Ordonez, the caught stealing, but the 66ers, two more runs. They lead 3-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the fourth inning, 4-0 the Grizzlies trail, 3-0 the Grizzlies trail the 66ers, 3-0 66ers here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Andy Perez will lead things off. He hit into a double play back in the first inning. Now facing the right-hander in Urena, an 0-2 record, a 9.64 ERA coming in. As the Grizzlies trying to get something offensively here. Here comes the first pitch from the right-hander, and it's swung on a miss. The count at 0-1, and I bring in Eric Bentley. Eric, again, thanks for joining us this evening.
Yeah, thanks for having me up here. It's been a blast so far.
As the 0-1 is in the dirt, the count at 1-1, and it went off of Tatum Littleton, the home plate umpire. That never feels good, the count at 1-1. But as we said, you've been to this ballpark for years. A lot of changes over the past couple of seasons. as that pitch is fouled off. The count at 1-2.
Yeah, I think personally my two favorite changes are the Fresno Social down the left field line and then the Splash Park out there and right. You know, just such a beautiful ballpark. New playing surface this season as well.
As that pitch is swung on and missed, Perez down on strikes. That is the fourth strikeout now for Urena, and will bring up the shortstop in Ryan Ritter, who also struck out back in the first inning. You're right. The Fresno Social on left field, a great way for adults to enjoy a cold beverage and get a great view of the visiting bullpen. And, of course, our Splash Park by Community Medical Centers with a nice little grassy berm in right field. As the first pitch to Ritter's inside, the count at 1-0. And you said the playing surface as well, right?
Yeah, new playing surface for the 25th year here in Fresno. And again, it looks great.
As the 1-0 is swung on and missed, the count at 1-1. Our groundskeeper won California League Groundskeeper of the Year in 2022, so a nice little award for him, right?
Absolutely, and well-deserving.
As that pitch is inside, Ritter, a check swing, did he go around? He did not. The count at 2-2. And, of course, we have the new lights and the sound system and the big video board on left field.
And if you want to talk about the dimensions in this park, Ryan Ritter knows them very well. 14 home runs on the year.
As the pitch is inside, the count at 3-1. It's 324 to left field, 385 to left center field. And Ritter, where that game winner on Friday went, was right there as he swings and misses. The count now full 3-2. 400 to dead center. And then down the right field line at 335. And, yeah, that ball was crushed out to left center field where there's a grassy berm right near our pool as well. Seen a lot of home runs hit out there.
Yeah, the pool looks nice right now.
Here's the 3-2, and it's inside. Ball 4, Ritter is on with a one-out walk. Second walk issued by the right-hander. And here comes Jamari Baylor, who struck out back in the second inning. And, of course, that video board, gorgeous as well. We thank anyone who is involved in the scoreboard and everyone who's involved as well making this video board possible. As you see all the lineups, you see the line score as well too. And of course, you saw a dent in there. One of a home run hit it or a little bit earlier in BP as the pitch is inside of Baylor. The count at 1-0. That was last week when Griffin Dorsching, the Lake Elsinore Storm first baseman, hit the ball on a line, and he actually celebrated by breaking part of the video board. As the 1-0, it hits Jamari Baylor, and just like that, first and second with one out. Baylor not happy right there. That is the second time he's been hit by a pitch in this series, and if you want to keep a guy off base or not do much damage, that's what you have to do.
Yeah, but if you're the Grizzlies, you've really got to take advantage of this situation. Two on with one out. The offense has been a little bit slow, and you can tell the 66ers going to come together and talk a little bit defensively. This is the biggest threat that the Grizzlies have had so far in this game.
And Bryant Bettencourt coming to the plate, he walked on 4 pitches inside, so I'm assuming that that's where they're going to go again to him. Bryant Bettencourt has had a great season as well as the mound visit disperses. They have a fill-in pitching coach this series. It's Dylan Axelrod taking over for this week. They have their pitching coach in Elmer Dessens enjoying some week off, which is something that the Angels and a lot of the other organizations around baseball do. So it is Axelrod taking over the pitching duties this week. So Dylan Axelrod. So runners at first and second. With one out, Bryant Bettencourt at the dish. Here comes the pitch from the righty. And Bettencourt, line drive, and it's caught, and they're going to turn two to end the inning. A line drive and a great play from Orocho. He leaped high in the air. The throw back to first, and Baylor is caught to end the inning. We head to the fifth inning, 3-0. The Grizzlies trail the 66ers. Listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fifth inning, 3-0 Inland Empire leads Fresno. Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Pervone's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at LEPROVENCEAPTS.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Here in the top of the fifth, we thank Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the 1-1, and it is lifted foul and out of play in the count at 1-2. As Sanchez at the dish. Sanchez tripled in his first at-bat, came around to score as well. Here comes the 1-2 from Pacheco. High chopper. Ritter is there. The long throw. The stretch is made by Betancourt in time for the out. What a play. It goes 6-3. I'll bring up the catcher, Ronaldo Flores, and I bring in the man, Eric Bentley, once again. Eric, I'm glad you're here. We have a lot of fun in the air, don't we?
Yeah, we absolutely do. I do have to say, I'm looking out at right field. The flag is blowing. It is Flag Day today.
It is Flag Day today, and I don't know how much you have been celebrating Flag Day today, but I had a couple ready to go in my office as the pitch is inside, the count at 1-0, and we were talking to a couple players as well who have Greek or Italian heritage, and they have their flags flying at their respected homes. As that pitch is outside, the count at 2-0. So if you have a flag, happy Flag Day. And we have a lot of great things later this week as well to celebrate the awesome week we have. As that pitch is a line drive to left field. Snyder on his horse. He won't get there. That goes up against the wall. Extra bases for Flores. Flores 2-for-2, a stand-up, one-out double. What did you think about that one right there?
That ball was smoked out there in the gap. It was a really good piece of hitting. Flores ahead in the count 2-0, and clearly he had the green light and put it in left center.
Ronaldo Flores, a name that Grizzlies fans may recognize, last year played for San Jose in the Giants organization, was part of a Rule 5 pick by the Angels as well, continuing to add strong catchers in their system. The Angels, of course, as you know, Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani at the big league level, and they have a lot of really good youngsters as well, and one of them here in Jeremy Orocho, who takes a pitch inside. The count at 1-0. Orocho struck out swinging in his first at-bat. Orocho last year was a pain in the Grizzlies' side, as here comes the 1-0. And it's a high pop-up. That's going to stay on the infield. It's Perez, and he will make the catch for the out. Two away now, and here comes Nelson Rada. And Orocho last year batted over 400 against the Grizzlies. And the Grizzlies and the 66ers, the Grizzlies won the first three games, and then the 66ers won the last three. So hopefully that trend will continue, but the Grizzlies can maybe win more than just three.
Yeah, and the Grizzlies just looking to stay hot overall, not just against the 66ers.
Yes, last night winning 6-1, won 5 in a row as that pitch is lifted to left field. Jake Snyder is over there. Didn't have to move much, and he is camped underneath it for the third out. A one-out double is left stranded. The Grizzlies still trail 3-0. We have the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. How about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the fifth inning, the Grizzlies trail the 66ers 3-0. As will be Jesus Bugarin, Skylar Messenger, and Jesus Ordonez here in the bottom of the fifth. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts has new amenities at a great low price, and they're waiting for you. A proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth. The 0-1 is swung on and missed, and the count now 0-2 to Bugarin. Bugarin 0-1 this evening here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It's the Grizzlies. Trail 3-0, looking to get the offense going. Wednesdays have been a rough day of the week for them this season, as that pitch is swung and a miss, gets away from the catcher Flores, the throw to first in time. Cooney steps on the bag, Bugarin retired. That is now 5 Ks for Urena. It goes 2-3 on the putout, by the way. So one out now for Skylar Messenger, who grounded out to second in his first at bat. And I'm bringing in Eric Bentley again, Eric. It's always fun having you on the show, man.
Yeah, always fun to be on the call.
As the first pitch to Messenger is in there for a strike. And we were just talking about in between innings, Skylar Messenger, a product of the University of Texas, and unfortunately for his alma mater, a horrible ending to their season.
Yeah, that was rough, you know, especially this time of day when those pop-ups get really high up in the air. It can be hard to see that last one, kind of reminiscent of what we saw there in the College World Series.
So Stanford beat Texas, so Grizzlies catcher Cody Huff, very excited. A lot of Grizzlies players excited to see Stanford possibly win the College World Series, one of 8 teams left. As the pitch is in the dirt, the count at 2-1. I personally would love to see Oral Roberts win, being a 4-seed, joining Fresno State as 4-seeds to win it all. But the way TCU is playing, I think they're my pick to win it all. Here's the 2-1. It's in the dirt. The count at 3-1. And I know that's not a popular pick among a lot of people, but the Horned Frogs knocked off Arkansas and then won against Indiana State in the Super Regional. So I don't think there's anything stopping the Purple.
Yeah, TCU, definitely. What a year for athletics it's been for them.
Yes, as the 3-1 is fouled off. The count now full 3-2. From reaching the championship in football, and then basketball also had a great run as well in the NCAA tournament. And so now in baseball, it's now their time to win it all. And I have a lot of friends that went to TCU as well. And former Round Rock Express PR guy, Andrew Feltz, TCU product as well. Always see him talking about his alma mater. So the count is 3-2 to Messenger. Here it is. And a ground ball sharply hit to the shortstop. The throw over from Guzman in time. And Messenger is 0-2. 6-3 on the putout, and here comes Jesus Ordonez.
You know, we've seen with this Fresno Grizzlies team throughout the course of this season that sometimes the offense doesn't come until the 7th or 8th inning, and hopefully if you're a Grizzlies fan, that's what you're expecting to happen a little bit later, because the offense so far, they've just been hitting it right to where the defense is.
You know, sometimes you have games like that too. That's a base hit! Oh, what a play by the shortstop! Guzman, the throw to first, and it's not there! Wow, Guzman, what a play. I thought it was going to get up the middle, and he makes the play. He spun around on one knee, the throw to first, and it barely missed getting Ordonez. Unbelievable.
And I'll tell you what, he gloved that ball, did Guzman, and it came out of his glove just for a moment. If he's able to field that 100% cleanly, he might have the chance for the out at first. Wow, what a play.
Ordonez, not the fastest guys out there, reaches base, so a two-out single there. And the pitch is inside. Called a strike to Jake Snyder. The count at 0-1. Snyder also 0-1 today. So Ordonez singles on a ground ball to Denzer Guzman. 3 hits for the Grizzlies now. Yes, here comes the 0-1. Outside of Snyder, the count at 1-1. Jake Snyder, the oldest player on the Grizzlies roster, 25 years old. One homer, 12 RBI. The batting average has dipped a little bit over the past month, but a very good batter in Snyder. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. The count at 1-2. Is Snyder going to have to battle right here? And you've seen a lot of baseball, Eric. What's it going through his mind right now?
Yeah, I mean, right now, probably what's going through a lot of the Grizzlies' minds is we just need to put together a couple of at-bats, get a couple of base runners. Grizzlies haven't had a lot of success with the few base runners that they've gotten on here in this game.
As the pitch is outside, the count at 2-2. Like the single of Martin in the first inning, then a double play erased it. And then, of course, you had the double by Martin, and he was thrown out trying to get to third on that initial double. As here comes the 2-2 to Snyder. It's high ball three, way up in the zone. So the count now at 3-2. And then, of course, the Grizzlies now having their third hit on an infield single as well. Left-hander starts to get loose down there in the 66ers bullpen, by the way. And with 3-2 and two outs, Ordonez will take off as long as the pitch is thrown. So if Snyder can put a ball in the gap, Ordonez might have a chance to score. Here comes the 3-2. There goes Ordonez, and it's called strike three on the inner part of the plate, and Snyder down on strikes once again. We head to the sixth. The Grizzlies trail 3-0. You're listening to them on Stream Guys, FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MLB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the sixth inning, 3-0, Inland Empire leads Fresno. It's Chuck Chansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday, where you can win a share of $45,000 every week or a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chansey Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And here in the top of the sixth inning, we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Albert Pacheco still on the bump here for Fresno in the top of the sixth as he takes on Jorge Ruiz, who is 2-for-2 with two singles and a run. And we bring in Eric Bentley once again. Eric, glad you could join us this evening.
Yeah, happy to be up here. Hopefully Pacheco can get a shutdown inning trying to get the Grizzlies back up to the plate.
Here comes the first pitch from Pacheco. Ruiz putting down a bunt. Messenger, the bare hand to first in time. Messenger was already playing in, and that ball went right to him. Ruiz is out, 5-3, and here comes Mike Peabody, the DH, hit by pitch and a run.
Yeah, Messenger made that one look pretty easy. Like he said, he was playing in closer to the grass and then ends up coming in and says, yeah, I don't need the glove. Just going to scoop this one up and throw it over to first. A routine one pitch out there.
And what's crazy, too, is he actually already had the grip on the ball when he grabbed that ball initially. As the first pitch is way outside, the count at 1-0. And I know for me, being a former pitcher myself, the hardest thing was getting off the mound, grabbing the ball on a bunt, and trying to throw that ball over. I mean, I'm not the fastest of fleet, so doing, you know, a route over to first base wasn't great, but trying to get a ball on a bunt is always difficult, and he made it look easy there. The count of 1-1 to Peabody. So the Grizzlies, nice start to the inning so far, and Pacheco working here into the sixth inning, a season high already in innings pitch as that pitch runs outside. The count 2-1, and we were talking a little bit about Pacheco earlier. He's thrown 92 innings, has a 3.03 career ERA before joining the Grizzlies. As here comes a 2-1 from Pacheco. And it is fouled off in the count at 2-2. And Pacheco signed with the Rockies as an international free agent in 2019 out of the Dominican Republic. And some of these names, Eric, you're going to recognize. Adiel Amador, Victor Juarez were some of the guys a part of that 2019 class. We haven't seen Francisco Garcia yet, the third baseman. The count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed in the dirt. The tag applied from Ordonez. Peabody down on strikes. 6 Ks now for Pacheco. 2 outs in the inning. And here comes Matt Kootenay. So you recognize a couple of those names? Well, Adiel Amador and Victor Juarez, two great names of Grizzlies baseball.
Oh, yeah. I remember them coming through Fresno. And to talk about Pacheco a little bit, you look at the score and it's 3-0, but that's not indicative of the way that he's been pitching. You know, you got to give credit to Inland Empire. They've barreled up a couple of balls, and that's really been the difference.
As that pitch is fouled off, they counted 0-1. You're right. They have a triple. They have a double that's been a part of some big innings for them. They have the double by Flores. He's 2-for-2. Of course, Sanchez had that triple, scored as well. But he's done a great job, and of course, the batters that have reached against him, single, a hit by pitch, a walk, and a single. You know, it's how baseball works sometimes, as that pitch is outside. The count now at 1-1. And Adiel Amador and both Victor Juarez as well, they're in high A currently with Spokane, who continue to play well, and Amador had a big week a couple weeks ago where he had multiple home runs. As that pitch is a ground ball, base hit to right field. Kootenay right on it. And he is on with 2 outs, as here comes Christian Sepulveda. That is the 7th hit for Inland Empire, and here is Sepulveda, who has a 2 RBI single.
Even the singles have been hard hit in this one, Steven. You mentioned the triple and the double, but it seems like even the singles, they get out of the infield pretty quickly.
All right, what do you think goes off the bat?
Oh, I don't know. Give me like a 94.
That was the speed of the pitch. It was 100 miles per hour off the bat. As here comes the pitch to Sepulveda, and that's a fly ball to right field. This is playable. Robbie Martin going to call off Andy Perez. He will make the catch, and that ends the inning. Another clean inning for Pacheco. The Grizzlies looking to get the offense going. We had the bottom of the 6th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the 6th inning, 3-0. The Grizzlies trail the 66ers. Robbie Martin will lead things off against the new pitcher for Inland Empire's left-hander, number 40, Dylan Phillips, who on the roster is listed as a two-way player. Phillips this year, he is 2-1, 2.15 ERA, his 17th game overall, 29 1/3 innings. It takes on Robbie Martin, who's 2-for-2, a single and a double. Here's the pitch. Fly ball to center field. Deep. It is gone! Off the center field wall. See you later. And just like that, it's 3-1. Robbie Martin, his 5th homer of the season, and the Grizzlies are on the board. Robbie Martin, a triple away from the cycle with that homer. And just like that, the fourth hit is a long one. As here comes Andy Perez and bring in Eric Bentley. Eric, how about that?
Welcome to the ballgame, Dylan Phillips, I guess.
As the first pitch was absolutely demolished by Robbie Martin, the outside part of the plate. Man, what a shot right there.
And that might be the spark the Grizzlies are looking for. Maybe they just needed to see a different arm out there on the bump.
As here comes the first pitch from Phillips, and Perez looking to bunt. That pitch is outside. The count of 1-0, and you might be exactly right. Sometimes you face a pitcher who just has his A game, and we saw Urena actually get up to 97 on that fastball. The off-speed was consistent. Final line for him, 5 innings of scoreless baseball, 3 hits, 2 walks, 6 Ks. He hit a batter as well. So all of a sudden now the bullpen comes in. The Grizzlies are on the board here in the 6th inning, 3-1. Off the bat, by the way, of that home run from Robbie Martin, 102 miles per hour, 429 feet.
It's about 3/4 of the way up the batter's eye.
As that is going to hit Perez, that is a hit by pitch. The Grizzlies are getting something going here. Second hit by pitch of the game as here comes Ryan Ritter's 0-1 with a walk. The Grizzlies, you're right. This is all maybe they need is just see a new pitcher, and all of a sudden a couple guys on. They're actually going to check on Perez, and I think it hit his wrist where earlier in the year he was hit in that spot as well, too. So not a fun spot, and Perez did not really move on that hit by pitch. And some concern right there as Justin Wilson, our athletic trainer, checks on him. And what do you expect from something like that?
Yeah, from up here, it didn't, you know, it's going to sound weird to say it didn't look like it was that bad because obviously you're still getting hit by a pitch, but it looked fairly routine. And then all of a sudden, you know, he kind of came up a little bit slow going up the first base line.
I think he probably realized that, oh, there wasn't any initial pain. The adrenaline got going and all of a sudden he goes, oh, well, my wrist and my hand kind of hurt a little bit. As Ryan Ritter now to the plate, the Grizzlies, inning 7-9 coming up. Now it's 3-1 here in the bottom of the 6th. Here's the pitch to Ryan Ritter. And Ritter takes a pitch in the dirt. The count at 1-0. The perfect guy to have at the plate, right, Eric?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we know what he's capable of with the long ball. But if you're the Grizzlies, you just like to keep stringing together hits. Still nobody out in the inning. You could potential for a big inning if they can start stringing some runners on base.
And the lefty-righty matchup as well. Here comes the pitch from the lefty in Phillips. And that is swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. Good breaking ball there from Dylan Phillips, who's listed as a two-way player. I'm trying to find him on the positional player side. I see him listed initially. So if I look overall, I don't see him listed initially statistic-wise, but a two-way player anyway for the Angels. A bunt attempt by Ritter, and it's fouled off. The count at 1-2. I think that also hit Ritter as well.
Yeah, I do think that it hit him, but because he was offering at the bunt, it's just going to be a strike.
As he's talking with the home plate umpire, just trying to get an answer to it, the count at 1-2. I think he's going to take his time, and all of a sudden here comes the manager, Steve Solis, as he's trying to figure out what happened here. He's trying to say that pitch hit him.
I do think that the pitch hit him, but if he offered at the bunt, that would be the same as a swing.
As they're talking right now, I don't know exactly what they could be discussing, because I think you're right. I think on that play, he was offering at a bunt. And so because it hits him, it is technically a foul ball is what it's listed as. So if there was two strikes, he'd be out. And, oh, man, if you look back, look at the bat on it. If you're watching on Bally Live or MILB TV, Ritter was trying to bring the bat back initially. And he is going to near the dugout right now. They're going to talk to the coaches. We have a little bit of a break right here as they're going to talk to both coaches as well, trying to figure out the call. As Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is our one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Here at the top of the 7th, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. They are still talking to the manager, Dave Stapleton of Inland Empire, trying to give him an explanation. A very confusing play, and Eric Bentley is still with us. Eric, what do you think again?
Well, I don't know. The longer that the explanation goes on, the more that I think that it's going to be something kind of weird just because I honestly don't know. My guess is that he offered at a bunt, but I'm not sure what the conversation down there, what's taking so long.
And Ritter's a smart hitter, too, and he looked like he did bring that ball back, and they're going to say he goes to first base. That's exactly what they were talking about. They were trying to see if Ritter had initially offered on that. You saw in the replay, brought his bat back just enough that the umpires agreed that he deserves first base. So a hit by pitch to Ritter. Up to second goes Perez, who was also hit by a pitch. And here's Jamari Baylor, who was hit by a pitch in the fourth inning, 0-for-1. And all of a sudden, you have your most dangerous hitter at the plate and a chance to take the lead. Here comes the 3-1, and Baylor takes a pitch in the dirt, the count at 1-0. A slider there from the left-hander. For Phillips, he's 6 foot, 220 pounds. He's from Omaha, Nebraska. An eighth-round draft pick by the Angels in 2022. As here comes the 1-0 to Baylor from Phillips. And it's inside, the count now at 2-0. Brian Betancourt awaits on deck. Phillips was drafted as a two-way player out of Kansas State University, which means he would have been teammates with former Grizzlies right-hander Blake Adams. Split his first season between rookie-level Arizona Complex League and High A Tri-City. As that pitch runs outside, the count now 3-0. The two-way player combined to go 1-2 with a 6.48 ERA in six outings, allowing 12 hits and a walk with 8 Ks over 8 and 1/3 innings. He also batted .277 with 7 RBI in 21 games. Here's a 3-0, and it's inside, ball 4, and the Grizzlies have loaded the bases. Perez to third, Ritter to second, Baylor to first on the walk, and trouble now, Brian Betancourt coming to the plate.
Yeah, and it's a red alert right now in the 66ers bullpen. They're getting somebody up and throwing quickly because Phillips just hasn't had his command. First pitch to Robbie Martin. Martin gets the home run, and then like you were saying, two hit by pitches and a walk. It's very clear that Phillips does not have his stuff right now.
You know, and I think that it rattled him a little bit. When you come in out of the bullpen, the first pitch you want to get over for a strike, and most guys want that. Robbie Martin was sniping for that home run right there, and all of a sudden when that happens, now you're trying to battle. That hit by pitch to Perez was inside. It was a decent pitch initially. Perez didn't really move in general, and then Ritter, that questionable call on the bunt, maybe not bunt situation, and then the walk to Baylor. And to be honest, I don't think if you're the 66ers you can be too upset, because Ritter and Baylor, 3 and 14 home runs respectfully. As here's Brian Betancourt now, ducks on the pond with nobody out, and he hits a ball to right field, and it is down! Extra bases! It goes over that short porch in right field. It is a ground rule double, and the Grizzlies have tied it at 3. Brian Betancourt, a 2-RBI ground rule double. We are tied!
Well, how do you take advantage of a pitcher who's really struggled to start off an inning? You don't wait around. Betancourt with the first pitch sends it right down the right field line, hops over the short wall into the splash park. But that is what the Grizzlies had been missing up until this point in the game, was capitalizing when you were given opportunities. And the 66ers gave the Grizzlies an opportunity, and Betancourt took advantage.
So now runners at second and third. 3 runs have scored this inning. We are tied. They have taken out Dylan Phillips. We'll have a new pitcher right after this. Come on back. We got a barn burner at Chuck Chancey Park. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachensi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown.
See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the sixth still, as the Grizzlies have tied this game up against the Inland Empire 66ers. Runners at second and third, nobody down. Jesus Bugarin, who's 0 for 2, steps to the plate. Bryant Benacourt, the two RBI double. And then, of course, Jamari Baylor at third, he walked. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball! Base hit to left field! Grizzlies have the lead! One run will score! 4-3 Fresno on the RBI single from Jesus Bugarin! And just like that, the tides have turned! Baylor scores up to third, goes Benacourt. The infield was in for Inland Empire, and Bugarin, a ground ball to left field, an RBI as well for him. That is the third hit and fourth run this inning, and Eric Bentley, nice start, and here comes Messenger.
Yeah, all three hits for the Grizzlies here in the sixth have come on the first pitch of the at-bat. They're wasting no time here in the sixth.
As Messenger takes a pitch high, the count at 1-0, Messenger 0 for 2. He had two big RBI last night on three hits. So first and third, no one down yet so far, and you were right, first pitch hunting. Here's the pitch, and Messenger takes a ball low, the count at 2-0. So we've had a leadoff homer from Martin, a hit by pitch, a hit by pitch, and a walk. All four runs have scored. The ground rule double scored two on the RBI, and then, of course, the RBI single. Here comes the 2-0, and Messenger swings and misses. The count now at 2-1. 4-3 Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth inning. We were talking a little bit earlier, the Grizzlies, winners of five in a row, eight of their last nine. And you said, you know, watch out for this team late in games. They figure it out. Here comes the pitch, and Messenger takes a cold strike. The count at 2-2 from Jared Southard, the new Inland Empire pitcher. Dylan Phillips' line is not done yet. He's still responsible for the runner at third base in Betancourt. Four runs already this inning on just three hits. A homer, a double, and RBI. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Messenger chases after a disgusting slider from Southard. He is the first casualty of the inning. First K for Southard, seventh overall for Inland Empire. And here comes Jesus Ordonez. 1-for-2, an infield single back in the fifth inning. And Ordonez, we've seen him have a lot of power, seven RBIs this year. And he's known for doubles in the corner. See if he can get one here. Here's the pitch. He takes a called strike to count at 0-1. And Eric Bentley, you've called it so far. The Grizzlies taking advantage.
And still an RBI situation, obviously, if you're Ordonez, you want to get a hit, but a sacrifice fly to tack on around, that'll work too with one out.
Here comes the 0-1, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-2, good breaking ball in the inside part of the plate from Southard. The count now at 0-2. Southard is 6'2", 220 pounds. She's from Leander, Texas, a 12th round draft pick by the Angels in 2022. As here comes the 0-2 to Ordonez. And it is a ground ball! Base hit to right field! That was a vacant hole! Bugarin now to third. The throw, they're going to get him by a mile. The throw to second, and he is out as well! And that ends the inning! The Grizzlies do score a run, making it 5-3. They throw out the runner at third, and then they get Ordonez heading to second for a double play to end the inning. The Grizzlies, though, five runs, including a leadoff homer from Robbie Martin, a two RBI double from Bryant Benacourt, RBI singles from Jesus Bugarin and Jesus Ordonez. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app. We'll be back.
Experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the seventh, 5-3, the Grizzlies lead the 66ers after a 5-run sixth inning. Carlos Torres will take over for Albert Pacheco, who now leaves in line for the win. Here's the first pitch. It's a called strike to Denzer Guzman's 0-2. The count at 0-1. Final line on Albert Pacheco. Six innings for Pacheco. That is a season high for him. As here comes the 0-1 from Torres. Ground ball foul down the left field line. The count now 0-2. So one away from a career high for Pacheco in terms of innings pitch. Six innings. He had seven hits, three runs, all earned. He had one walk. He struck out six. He also hit a batter. As the 0-2 is outside of Guzman, the count now at 1-2. Pacheco, six innings, seven hits, three runs, three earned, one walk, six Ks, one hit by pitch. So now Carlos Torres takes over. Here comes the 1-2 to Guzman. And a breaking ball inside. The count at 2-2. Torres looks like he lost control on that one. Carlos Torres is 6'4", 240 pounds, 22 years old from Ponce, Puerto Rico. A 20th round draft pick in 2022 by the Rockies out of Lehigh University. Here comes the 2-2 from Torres. And a fly ball is going to go foul and out of play. So Torres now taking on Guzman. Guzman, a strikeout in the fourth inning. The Grizzlies lead 5-3 as Torres looking for a big punch out to start the frame. A left-hander starts to get loose down in the Fresno bullpen. Here comes the 2-2 and a breaking ball inside and Guzman to the ground. The count now full 3-2. So Pacheco's evening is done. His second start now with the team. And Carlos Torres appearing in his 18th game, all out of the bullpen. He's 3-1, a 7.17 ERA. He's got four holds as well. Here comes the 3-2 from Torres. And it's a fly ball to center field. Racing back is Bugarin. He is underneath it and will make the catch. F8 on the put out, and it brings up Yadiel Sanchez as we bring in our man Eric Bentley. Eric, how about that 5-run sixth inning for Fresno?
Yeah, and not just the offense, obviously, but I want to go back a little bit to Albert Pacheco. What a fantastic job he did to kind of weather the storm, because the 66ers obviously scored early, and the Grizzlies' offense was not doing much. And really credit to Pacheco for keeping things calm and allowing the Grizzlies not to be down a lot late in the game and give them an opportunity to put that five spot on the board.
And you're exactly right about that. If you look at the last two innings for Pacheco's line, he allowed a double in the fifth and a single in the sixth, but that's all he did. He actually did a great job trusting his defense and getting to the bullpen. Here's a pitch from Torres. Fly ball to right field. Way foul from Sanchez. The count is at 1-1. Sanchez, one of two switchies in this Inland Empire lineup. They have three overall on their roster. The count is at 1-1 to him. So, yeah, you always want your starter to do well, and when you trust your starter to go six innings, it's always a big win. As here comes the 1-1, a line drive, foul to right field. The count now at 1-2. For Pacheco, by the way, only threw 80 pitches, 55 strikes, but a very efficient game for him in his second start. So you were right, he was very good keeping the Grizzlies in this game, and the Grizzlies finally exploding for 5 runs in the sixth. Here comes the 1-2 to Sanchez. And it's inside. The count now at 2-2 as Torres trying to get out of this frame. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Boston House of Pizza for providing tonight's press box food. Here comes the 2-2 from Torres to Sanchez. And it's outside. The count full 3-2. Boston House of Pizza is now open in Fresno on North Cedar Avenue. Experience their Eastern-style pizza, sandwiches, and more. You can give them a call at 559-449-3880 for all your Boston House of Pizza needs. Here comes the 3-2. Swung on and missed. Torres' first strikeout. Two outs in the inning. Here comes Ronaldo Flores.
What a good pitch there from Torres. Really getting him inside. The defense was shifted over a little bit to the right, expecting him to pull over to the right, but he didn't pull it anywhere, right in the back of the catcher's glove.
And Sanchez ahead of a couple pitches as well from Torres, who can get the fastball to the mid-90s. And Sanchez had no chance on that pitch there. And a beautiful slider in the outside part of the plate that counted 0-1. Torres actually might have been the curveball. He's got a fastball, curveball, changeup combo. Was that the curveball right there?
It looked like the same pitch that he got Sanchez to strike out on.
As here comes the 0-1 from Torres to Ronaldo Flores, as that pitch is inside, the count at 1-1. Flores 2-for-2, an RBI in the third inning. He also has a double as well. We are in the top of the seventh inning, as the Grizzlies lead the 66ers 5-3. We'll give you scores around the California League in a little bit. A couple blowouts going on. Here comes the pitch and a fly ball, and it goes foul. And the count now at 1-2. But top of the seventh inning, Eric's been a lot of fun so far, but we're due for a great ending as well, right?
It's always fun at the ballpark, Steven.
You're not wrong about that one. One ball, two strikes to Flores. Here comes the pitch from Torres now, and time called as Flores took his time there. Torres, one of our two players on the Grizzlies team that is bilingual. The other player, though, was part of a transaction today. Left-hander Gabriel Rodriguez was taken off the Fresno development list and was sent down to the ACL Rockies complex. As here comes the 1-2, and it's outside. The count now at 2-2. As a big shout-out to Ben Hensley listening in. He says hello to both Eric and Steven. So, hello, Ben Hensley. Boston House of Pizza was fantastic tonight. I had the pepperoni slice as well. I love the way that the pizza is cut up, as that's a line drive. Base hit to left field. Down the left field line. Messenger not happy with the call. And Flores wasn't sure as well. He just got to first base. So, it's a single for Flores with two outs. 3-for-3 now on the evening. Eighth hit overall, as here comes Jeremy Orocho. And Eric, did you have some pizza as well?
I did. I did have some pizza, Boston pizza. I remember family, you know, even as a kid, we'd grow up. Friday night was pizza night. Every once in a while, throw Boston pizza in the mix. Good pizza.
Yeah, I also had a sausage and pepper combo as well. Delicious. Here comes the pitch, and it's in the dirt. The count at one ball and no strikes to Jeremy Orocho, the runner at first with two outs. Orocho 0-for-2. And if you're Torres right here, you kind of have to be happy that Flores didn't go for extra bases, but it's always tough with two outs now, as we'll have a mound visit from Mark Brewer.
Yeah, I want to go back to that Flores play a little bit, just because it was a little funky on all ends. Obviously, with the two-man umpiring crew, you've got the first base umpire over at first. You don't have anybody that's right there at the third base bag, so it's up to the home plate umpire, Tatum Littleton, to make that call. And what really amazed me was Flores had just as good of a view down the third base line as he was running to first, and the way that he kind of held up made it seem like he thought that it was a foul ball. Messenger at third also thought that it was a foul ball. So, yeah, you're exactly right. Torres probably very fortunate that Flores is only standing at first base.
We have a very good umpire crew tonight as well. Tatum Littleton, David Sobol. Littleton had some time up in High A, I believe, and David Sobol had an extra fill-in for him while he was gone. And both these guys have worked very good, efficient games as well, as we hit 8:33 p.m. on my computer right now. So, almost at that two-hour mark here at Chukchansey Park, as here comes the pitch to Orocho, and a little blooper, and Ritter is there right near the second base bag, and he will make the catch. Carlos Torres works out of a questionable single. We head to the stretch here at Chukchansey Park. Join Eric Bentley and I in stretching. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball at Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Revolves around a village in upstate New York.
Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
I hope everyone at home had a big stretch as I did as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. The Grizzlies lead the 66ers 5-3 here in downtown Fresno at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. And I bring in Eric Bentley. Eric, we talked about innings 7-9 where the Grizzlies have had a lot of success overall. You said a little bit earlier, hopefully they can add on a couple insurance runs.
Yeah, insurance runs definitely going to be key. Two-run lead, that's never safe with six outs to go.
As that's a line drive, base hit to left field. Snyder rounds first. He's looking for two. He throws offline, and Snyder, seeing that, will just stop at second. He had a little bit of a late look right there. It is a double for Snyder. And initially, Snyder was 0 for 2 with 2 Ks. I thought he was going to get thrown out at second base, right, Eric?
Yeah, I mean, he was sniffing too, right, as soon as he got out of the box. So it was a good read by him coming around second. And, I mean, coming around first, I beg your pardon. And, you know, maybe a better throw gets him. But still, I think that he made his mind coming out of the box that he was going to dig for two, and he got there.
The Grizzlies have been aggressive tonight. We saw Robbie Martin try to get three a little bit earlier. Cesar Galvez, the bench coach and third base coach, we've seen him be aggressive all year. The Grizzlies manager is the first base coach, Steve Solis, and something they've always been trying to teach these guys, being more aggressive, as the first pitch from Robbie Martin is an aggressive swing. The count at 0-1. We're in the seventh inning. We said 7-9. The Grizzlies are successful. 39% of their runs are scored in innings 7-9. 120 of their 311 of their runs this season have been scored in their final three frames. As that's a called strike, the count at 0-2. And that's also taken in fact that sometimes they don't play a ninth inning in home games. And a matter of fact, the Grizzlies have scored 50 runs here in the seventh inning this year, and they're looking to add on more, leading 5-3. Here comes the 0-2. It's outside. The count now at 1-2 to Robbie Martin. Martin, 3-for-3. He's a triple away from the cycle. The Grizzlies, in their franchise history, have 5 cycles. Here comes the 1-2, and Martin, a high pop-up drifting into left field. Will it stay fair? It is going to go foul. The third baseman in Sepulveda was heading towards that bullpen of Inland Empire. He was near the fence and then came back and the ball falling behind him. Eric, what do you think?
You know, Steven, we mentioned that play in the College World Series a little bit earlier in the game with Texas and Stanford, and this is about the same time of night that that play happened. Right as soon as the sun goes down, it's still kind of dusk up in the sky. As soon as the ball gets up above the top of the lights, it can be really hard to track it until it gets back down.
Fortunate for the 66ers, it landed fouls. The count still remains 1-2 to Martin. Runner at second, nobody down. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed, and Martin, unhappy with himself, he is the first casualty of the inning. Second K for Southard, and it brings up the second baseman, Andy Perez. Andy Perez hit by pitch and a run back in the sixth inning, but 0-2 on the evening. Perez, only 19 years old, the youngest player on this Grizzlies roster. And right now, they would love an RBI from the young man. who just, even though he's batting second, the average is not there yet, does all the little things correctly. Here comes the pitch. And that is lifted foul, now to play the count at 0-1. And 19 years old, unbelievable, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's crazy the amount of skill that they have at that age as well.
As Perez, a very good defender, the bat's still coming around. A couple scouts saying a little bit of a level swing from him. As here comes the 0-1, and it is high, the count at 1-1. And you do see that from a lot of the players that come from the Dominican leagues, where they're still young, they're still learning how to use their bodies. They haven't grown into their bodies yet, technically. So once they learn how to and be able to lift the ball better, and they go to the weight rooms and start lifting a little bit more, it allows them to develop that. Bryant Betancourt and Andy Perez, prime examples of that, is a check on Snyder back at second. He's there safely. So, I mean, Eric, I mean, we're kind of both, we're not the biggest of guys as well, too, but these guys are already 6'3", 6'2", and they already have the muscle mass. Here's the pitch, and it is called a strike on the outside part of the plate. The count at 1-2. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's so phenomenal just to see the development of these guys and how quickly they are able to really learn and, you know, absorb the things that they're taught.
As here comes the pitch to Perez, a little blooper that is going to foul territory. Here comes a possible catch, and it's made by Sepulveda for the second out. So P5, and here comes Ryan Ritter. Ritter 0-1, a walk, hit by pitch, and run as he strides to the plate. A big opportunity for him to extend this 5-3 Grizzlies lead here in the bottom of the seventh inning. You're joining me, Stephen Rice, and Eric Bentley on the call this evening. Glad Eric could join us. Eric, calling games at Fresno Pacific through the years, and one of my really, really great friends, especially in this broadcasting industry, and I'm glad you could join me this evening.
I'm happy to be up here with you, buddy.
As here comes the pitch, instead, a time called by the home plate umpire. He's just going to say that everyone's good to go. We also have tonight's attendance, 2,414, 2,414. Here's the pitch. It is a called strike. The count at 0-1 to Ryan Ritter. So 2-4-1-4 tonight's attendance. That's the Grizzlies trying to win once again. They have won 5 in a row. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. A devastating slider. The count at 0-2. And we saw that swing from Messenger and now from Ritter. When you have two of your best hitters swinging at a pitch that is way out of the zone, you know it's a good breaking ball.
Yeah, and you can tell that's exactly what Souther is trying to do, trying to keep the ball away from Ritter. Don't want to let one get inside where Ritter can pull it. We've seen his power. Really, Souther just trying to pitch him outside, trying to get a ground ball, get out of the inning.
As Jake Snyder leads from second base, two outs here in the seventh. Here's the pitch, and it swung on a miss back to the slider. It gets away from the catcher, though, and Ritter is going to reach. Ritter reaches on the ball that gets away from the catcher and Flores, and the inning will continue.
It's amazing what hustle gets you, Steven.
This is something that manager Steve Solis preaches every single day to these Grizzlies players. You may not be the fastest, you may not be the strongest, you may not be the oldest, you may not be the youngest, but if you play hard, good things will happen. And up steps Jamari Baylor. So now up to third is Snyder. Ritter, he's the third strikeout victim, but gets to first base. That is 9 Ks now for Inland Empire. Still two outs of first and third for Jamari Baylor, who, very similar to Ryan Ritter, hit by a pitch and a walk and a run. First pitch is outside, the count at 1-0. It is a wild pitch, by the way, to Souther to continue this inning. Baylor batting 500. This is the lowest his average has been so far in a Grizzlies uniform. He takes a pitch outside, the count at 2-0. Still has a 1.754 OPS, 3 homers, and he was a Phillies prospect before being traded to the Rockies just over a month ago. Here comes the 2-0, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 2-1. He was a 2019 third-round draft pick by the Phillies out of high school in Richmond, Virginia, and has continued to just develop every year. Now the Rockies, I feel like he's a steal. Here comes the 2-1, and that is fouled off by Baylor. The count now at 2-2. Bryant Betancourt awaits on deck. Betancourt's had a big game. A 2 RBI double and a run back in the sixth inning. A key part of that 5-run 6 for Fresno. They lead 5-3. Stay tuned still for scores around the California League as Baylor swings and misses, and that will end the inning. We head to the 8th. The Grizzlies lead 5-3. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the 8th inning, 5-3, Fresno leads Inland Empire. Carson Skipper takes over on the mound now for Fresno. Carlos Torres, one clean inning, allowed one hit. He struck out a batter as well. And now we go to the left-hander in Carson Skipper, and we bring in Eric Bentley, who has a nice little stat on Carson Skipper.
As the first pitch there fouled back, Grizzlies obviously looking to get through this inning clean, and Carson Skipper, he's been a strikeout machine over the last month. He has made 11 appearances spanning from April 25th to June 10th as the 0-1 fouled back, nothing in two. But in that stretch, Skipper has struck out 24 batters in 14 and two-thirds innings of work, and he's fanned multiple batters in 7 of his last 9 outings.
Here's the 0-2 fly ball foul. We'll remain at 0-2 from Carson Skipper.
So obviously the Grizzlies looking for outs, and Skipper very good at getting them via the strikeout.
And played at the SEC at Auburn as well. Skipper is appearing in his 17th game out of the pen. 0-2 record of 5.30 ERA, as that is fouled off. 30 Ks compared to 3 walks this year. And he considers himself a very gritty pitcher, just come right at you. 4 pitches. He said he doesn't care if he's a starter, a reliever, or a closer. He is willing to pitch in any situation. Here comes the 0-2. And a fly ball to left field. Jake Snyder racing back. He's still going back. On the warning track, he'll make the catch for the out. Snyder is there. Rodder retired. He's 0-4. And here comes Jorge Ruiz, who's 2-3 with a run.
It really sounded like Rada got that one off the end of the bat, but it still carried quite a ways out there to left.
And with 4 lefties in a row, too, you now know why Skipper is in this contest, as a right-hander starts to get loose down in the Fresno pen. With 4 lefties in the lineup, you go to your strong lefty in Skipper. That goes outside. The count at 1-0. And Carson Skipper, just a very fun guy to be around, too. Skipper is 6'2", 211 pounds, 23 years old from Birmingham, Alabama. That pitch is inside. It's 2-0. 23 years old. As here comes the 2-0, and that is a called strike to Ruiz, who is right among the California League hitting leaderboard in doubles with 15. Seen a lot of double hitters in this team, as that's a ground ball to Messenger. Messenger was on the grass to throw it at first in time. 5-3, and for the second straight time now, I feel like Messenger was playing him absolutely perfectly. That bunt a little bit earlier, now that ground ball to him.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Messenger has been in the perfect spot that he's needed to be on both of those last two plate appearances from Ruiz, and 2 quick outs here for Skipper to start the 8th.
As we'll make sure we'll give you scores around the California League, and Here's the pitch from Skipper. It's a ground ball to the first baseman, and Bennecourt will do it himself. Three unassisted, a 1-2-3 inning for Carson Skipper. We had the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guides, FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org. There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Grizzlies lead the 66ers 5-3 as Brian Bennecourt will lead things off as the Grizzlies trying to get to the top of their, or getting to the bottom half of their lineup here, trying to add some insurance runs. It's Chuck Chansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration, playing earned, drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chansey Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for the proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. 1-0 is a high pop-up. Bennecourt now. Who's going to make the play? It's the second baseman, Orocho, and he catches it initially. He initially fell out of his glove, and he caught it with his glove on the second Kareem. And the count is, or that is the first out of the inning. And Eric Bentley, what'd you think about that one?
Well, Hurtado, the pitcher, didn't see it initially, and he was standing almost directly in the way of Orocho trying to catch that ball. And I think that's what caused the eyes to come off the ball just for a second. But Orocho with the second effort, what a way to get the first out of the inning.
As here's Bugarin against Joel Hurtado taking over now for Inland Empire. So Souther, two scoreless innings, allowed three hits. He struck out four as well. So now they go to another right-hander in Hurtado. It's that pitch of the line drive to left field. You won't see it for long. It is foul? Apparently they called it foul. Oh, man. All right, so Bugarin will have to come back to the plate. And that ball looked gone off the bat from Bugarin, but apparently went foul. Eric Bentley, what'd you think?
Well, that's the second time that we've seen a ball hit down the third base line, and Tatum Littleton, the home plate umpire, ruled one of them fair, and then this one foul. And that ball was so high, it went up over the top of the foul pole, if the foul pole could extend up any higher. But well, what a bomb that was, but a loud strike.
As that's now a ground ball in the infield, and now Bugarin gonna hustle, and that throw is in time. Oh, it was close as well. Bugarin retired 6-3. Good play from Guzman. Two outs now for Skylar Messenger. Make sure you stay tuned for scores around the California League. They'll be quick as well. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, 5-3. The Grizzlies lead the 66ers. Messenger 0-3, so he's due for one right here. How about he just hits a home run? Here comes the pitch to Skylar Messenger, and he takes the ball outside. The count at 1-0. Bugarin almost left the yard, so he is now 1-4 with an RBI single. And now Skylar Messenger, here comes the 1-0, and it's a called strike. The count at 1-1. What a Deal Wednesday, presented by Island Water Park this evening. Tomorrow, Tioga Thursday, two 19.2-ounce beers for just $10. Eric, I know your roommates take advantage of that deal.
Oh, yeah. And when they do, I take advantage of it with them. Love coming out to the yard.
As that pitch is high, the count now at 2-1. It's an amazing deal. And Friday, we have a Fresno Tigers Tribune Night with our Fresno Tigers uniforms, a Tigers pennant giveaway as well for the first 1,500 fans. Here comes the 2-1, swung on and missed. The count now at 2-2. And you saw the Tigers jerseys last year, a great homage to a team that played back in the day for the Fresno Grizzlies. So that will be a lot of fun, right?
Yeah, I think that's one of the more unique parts about minor league baseball is they give clubs a chance to go out and have these alternate uniforms that ties in the history of their club. I think it's just such a really cool thing.
As here comes the 2-2 to Skyler Messenger, and a ground ball to Guzman. Guzman again there. He fields and throws it over for the out. A 1-2-3 inning. We head to the ninth. The Grizzlies, three outs away from their sixth straight win. Come on back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Top of the ninth, 5-3. The Grizzlies lead the 66ers, looking for their sixth straight win. Eric Bentley joining us on the call tonight. Eric, let's go to scores around the California League. You down for that?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Let's start with the game in Visalia, where the Nuts and the Rawhide are playing. It's 8-1 Visalia in the top of the sixth inning. Visalia trying to end Modesto's winning streak. They've won three in a row. Modesto has only four hits, all singles as well. They had an RBI from Rodriguez in the nine-hole spot, but Visalia, seven runs in the second inning. They had three RBI on a Christian Serta home run, and then Contasello also homering as well. Both Contasello and Serta have homered together in back-to-back games. Or the last time they both homered were in the same game together. So 8-1, Visalia leads Modesto. As here comes the first pitch to Matt Kootenay. It's outside. The count at 1-0 from Carson Skipper. So 1-0 and no strikes. Here comes the next pitch, and it is outside. And the count now at 2-0 and no strikes.
Those are two really good pitches from Skipper.
They really are. Just missing to the lefty-lefty matchup. Here's the pitch, and it's a called strike. The count at 2-1. So 8-1, Visalia leads Modesto. They're in the bottom of the sixth now. The score that we all care about, Rancho Cucamonga and San Jose. Here comes the 2-0, and that's a high pop-up. Who's it going to be? Another tough play. Skipper near everyone. He goes away, and it's the second baseman, Perez, making the play for the out. P4. For the first out of the inning. So the game we talked about a little bit earlier, Rancho Cucamonga and San Jose, the Giants with the win, they clinch a playoff berth the first half. They fall tonight 11-7. So Rancho Cucamonga, they win tonight as we have a pitching change as well. We're going to stay right here as well. Eric Bentley is here with us as we make sure we'll stay right here with you. It's 11-7 for that Rancho Cucamonga San Jose game. As there'll be a new pitching change, Carson Skipper's out, so now a right-hander will come into the game for Fresno. But 11-7, Rancho scored four runs in the top of the ninth inning. They were tied at seven. Four runs in the ninth inning to win that game. A home run from Kyle Nevin, his third of the season. On the other side, Diego Velasquez had his fourth homer of the year. Lots of doubles involved, including Your alma mater, Fresno State, and Andrew Cajal. And first-round draft pick by the Giants and Reggie Crawford doubled as well. The win to Reynoso, he's 1-1. The loss to Rodriguez, he's 2-2. So Rancho Cucamonga, 34-25. They're in first place, by the way, in the Southern Division. San Jose at 38-21. They're in first place in the Northern Division. As the right-hander starts to get loose down there, we'll get a number as well for you. I believe that's Austin Becker warming up for the Grizzlies. Still waiting on a number. Final. So it is Austin Becker, number 19. He'll take over for Carson Skipper. So Becker looking for the last two outs of this contest. So it'll be Austin Becker as Carson Skipper's line is done. So a pair of right-handers coming up. This is why you make the switch. So Austin Becker in. So Carson Skipper, 1 1/3 scoreless innings, no hits, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts, no hit by pitches as well. And Austin Becker will take over on the bump. So 11-7 Rancho wins. Visalia leading Modesto 8-1. So good news for the Grizzlies if they can hold on here. The final score we want to talk about, Lake Elsinore absolutely demolished Stockton 11-2. They scored 3 in the first. They add another 5 in the 8th inning. The win to Nedved, the loss to Hogland, he is 0-2. Home run from Samuel Zavala, his 6th of the year. Graham Pauly had a triple and a double. Zavala also had a double as well. Ethan Salas had a double. Murphy had 3 hits for them as well. They continue to hit the baseball. The Grizzlies just beat the Storm 5 out of 6. The Storm now won 2 in a row against the Ports. Here comes Austin Becker's first pitch, and it's inside to Christian Sepulveda, who is 1 for 3 with a 2-RBI single back in the 4th inning. As the Grizzlies lead here 5-3 in the top of the 9th. Here's the next pitch, and it swung on a miss. That had a lot of movement. The count at 1-1. Our score here, 5-3. Becker, an 0-1 record, but a 0.00 ERA. Only loss was an unearned run and a walk-off win in San Jose, so no ERA for him. As that's a line drive to left field, a base hit. That gets down. Sepulveda has a 2-for-4 evening. A one-out single for him. 9 hits now for the 66ers, and here comes Denzer Guzman, 0-for-3, as Becker just joining to the game. Becker, 6 appearances as well. He is 6'5". 215 pounds, 23 years old, went to Texas Tech. A couple Texas Tech products on this team. Another one, Parker Kelly. Here's the pitch to Guzman from Becker. And a breaking ball in there for a call strike. The count at 0-1. So no balls, 1 strike to Guzman. 1 homer, 17 RBI. 5-3 our score here in the top of the 9th inning. And a check on the runner. He's back safely. The count remains at 1-1. So 5-3 our score. Here comes the pitch from Becker to Guzman. Long look. Here it is. And a breaking ball low. And the count now at 1-1. And right now, where you're looking for a double play. It's 1-1. And Eric, what do you think right here? Double play works as they check on him and almost getting Sepulveda on that pick over. The count remains at 1-1. Almost got him right there.
Yeah, almost did get him, but this is a Grizzlies team that's played really well defensively here so far today. So ground ball, middle infield playing double play defense, so not out of the question.
As that is swung on a miss, the throw now down. Did they get him there? No. Another close play, Ordonez to Betancourt. And again, back there safely is Sepulveda. Everyone at the crowd wanting that as a possible out right there.
Always a good crowd here at Chansey Park. They know when to make noise. They know when to cheer. They know what's up.
Great crowd, 2,414 tonight. Very rowdy for What a Deal Wednesday. We love it. They're getting loud right here. Austin Becker trying to close this out. We were talking promotions a little bit earlier when we had the Fresno Tigers. We're going to have a great crowd Friday night as well with Friday Night Fireworks presented by Hertz Rent-A-Car. Saturday is Diversity and Inclusion Night presented by Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. It's also Community Outreach Night. As there goes the runner, swung on a miss, the throw from Ordonez down to second, and it goes into shallow right field. And right now, they're calling the batter out on interference, which means the runner is out too. That will end the game, and your Grizzlies have won their sixth straight game. How about that, Eric Bentley?
You know, I'll tell you what, I've been watching baseball for years. I don't think I've ever seen a game end on a call like that for batter interference.
And that's how you will end it. The Grizzlies have won 9 out of 10, 6 in a row, including the first two of this series. We'll be back with the final lines right after this. Your Grizzlies 5-3 over the 66ers on an interference to end the game. We'll be back right after this.
Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for the post-game show right here in the broadcast booth. My name is Stephen Rice alongside Eric Bentley. What a game we had The Grizzlies win 5-3, their sixth straight win. Eric Bentley, your Grizzlies now at 32-27, winners of the last 9 of 10.
And just like the weather here in Fresno, the Grizzlies are starting to get hot, and they're staying hot. And really, I think the two biggest keys to this game were really solid pitching performances all around from the Grizzlies. Pacheco obviously got the start and ends up with the win. He went 6 innings, but then the bullpen comes in with a 2-run lead, and they are able to shut the 66ers down. And then offensively for the Grizzlies, it wasn't necessarily there all game long, but when you put up a 5 spot in an inning, it was timely hitting and it was solid pitching all the way around for the Grizzlies here this evening.
Let's go through the final lines. The Inland Empire 66ers now at 500, 28-28. 3 runs on 9 hits, no errors. They left only 3 runners on base. Fresno now at 32-27. Sneakily 6 games behind San Jose. Their first half is not done yet. Winners of 6 in a row. 5 runs on 8 hits, no errors. They left 5 on base. The winning pitcher, as you just talked about, Albert Pacheco, his first win in a Grizzlies uniform. He is 1-1. The loss to Dylan Phillips, a two-way player. He is 2-2. So the Shohei Ohtani did not Shohei tonight. And the save to Austin Becker, his second of the season. Time of the game, 2 hours and 10 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 2,414. You said it. This crowd was in it all night.
Well, I mean, they really were. And you mentioned that it was a what a deal Wednesday. What a game Wednesday we had here.
Yeah, as you're making some puns over there, we love it. Let's go through their lines. Let's start with the pitching. As you talked about, Albert Pacheco wasn't the best game overall, but he got through 6 innings, a season high for him. He also struck out a season high 6, 3 runs on 7 hits, 1 walk and 1 hit batter. But his final 2 innings, big and key, correct?
Yeah, and really for Pacheco, a lot of the damage that was done when he was out there on the mound was kind of self-inflicted. That 4th inning, he hits Peabody with the pitch and then gives up the walk to Countney. Both of those runs end up coming up scoring. Other than that, it was relatively smooth sailing for Pacheco out there.
And then you go to Carlos Torres, Carson Skipper, and Austin Becker out of the bullpen. The Grizzlies' bullpen has been outstanding over the past week. A big factor in why they win a lot of these games. Austin Becker, 2/3 of an inning to end the game. Carson Skipper, 1/3. Carlos Torres, a clean inning as well. The bullpen getting the job done. They had 3 scoreless innings of relief, allowing just 2 hits. They struck out a pair as well. Becker, that last one, a little bit confusion for the fans at home. Can you describe that last play?
Yeah, so it was a swinging strike, which was called strike 3, but the batter was standing in that right-handed batter's box. It did not get out of the way and allow Ordonez a lane to throw down to second. So because of the batter interference, the out at second, and that's the ball game.
So then let's look at the offense. The Grizzlies a little quiet until the 6th inning, where they scored 5 runs. And it started with a solo shot from Robbie Martin on what pitch?
It was the first pitch.
As Robbie Martin did exactly what we wanted right there. His 5th homer of the year, a triple shy of the cycle for Martin. Andy Perez hit by a pitch. Ryan Ritter hit by a pitch. Both a little confusing, right?
Yeah, they were a little confusing, but that's where I think probably the biggest turning point of the game came for the Grizzlies, because up until that 6th inning, the offense was really struggling. And then you see Robbie Martin hit a laser beam to dead center field halfway up the batter's eye. That kind of gets the juices flowing. And then you get 2 hit-by-pitches and a walk to load the bases, and that's when the offense really needed to come through, and that's exactly what they did with the Brian Betancourt double, because that's a spot in the game where if the Grizzlies aren't able to capitalize, the offense might continue to struggle like we had seen those first couple of innings. But once they saw that first run cross the plate, realized, hey, the 66ers are giving us an opportunity to get back in this game. We're only down by 2, and the Grizzlies were able to seize that opportunity, and they only needed the 5.
And Brian Betancourt, the 2 RBI ground rule double to right field. He was the player of the game on the field. Betancourt's still learning English, so I want to give a big thank you and congratulations to Betancourt for speaking as well as he could for everyone here at Chukchansey Park. We are proud of him. Jesus Bugarin had an RBI single. Jesus Ordonez, an RBI single as well. It did end on a weird double play. We saw a lot of weird double plays in this game, but for Inland Empire pitching-wise, Walbart Urena, 5 scoreless innings, 3 hits, 2 walks, 6 Ks. Dylan Phillips did not record an out. He allowed 5 runs. Jared Southard and Joel Hurtado had clean innings of work, but it only takes 1 bad outing for the Grizzlies to win it. They win 5-3, so that brings us to tomorrow. We have a great pitching matchup for you. Eric, can you tell us all about tomorrow's pitching matchup?
Yeah, coming up here tomorrow at Chick Chansey Park for Inland Empire, it'll be the right-hander Jorge Machero. He's 5-3 with a 2.72 ERA. And for the Grizzlies, it'll be the southpaw, the lefty, Michael Prosecki, coming in with a 4-3 record, 4.30 ERA. But again, Steven, the Grizzlies just look to continue to stay hot here late in this first half.
And they hope so. They face one of the best pitchers in the California League in Marcheco tomorrow. Prosecki coming off an outstanding last start as well. We have a great pitching matchup. 6:50 p.m. first pitch for Thursday Night Baseball. Tioga Thursday as well. I hope your roommates and you can come down and enjoy that as well. Our pregame guest, which will be on ESPN Radio tomorrow, you're going to love this. Clint Hurdle will be our pregame guest. That's right, the special assistant to the GM of the Rockies. Clint Hurdle will join us. A long interview, so come enjoy Clint Hurdle on the pregame show. That will be a lot of fun. A great pitching matchup tomorrow. So that will do it right here. Our final score, Fresno 5, Inland Empire 3. However you're listening tonight and wherever you're listening tonight, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV. Our thank you to our partners at Virch for putting on the production as well. To everyone here at the Fresno Grizzlies, Eric Bentley, I'm Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Wednesday night, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball. Your Grizzlies win 5-3, a six-game winning streak.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.